Tom Yanios, Saratoga, New York. Just finished listening by accident, I may add, to your perverse sympathy on the prisoners' waiting lines for medical care. I'm much, much, much more concerned about common, law-abiding, innocent citizens having to wait for medical care. And I, frankly, could care less if they have to wait a year in prison to get basic medical care. Once again, WAMC shows its perverse sympathies for the perverse side of our society.
Adrian from Salt Point, New York. My call pertains to non-discussion of crucial constitutional issues regarding the performance of the Obama administration. Unfortunately, it seems like everybody within WAMC is pro-Obama all the time. In the interest of enlightenment, I would encourage and ask the executive director, Alan Chartok, to at least take up the issue of constitutional concerns in the Obama administration.
David Shufelt, Millerton, New York, was just listening to Midday Magazine. The news included a report of the latest Kennedy trial. I feel bad for Andrew Cuomo's former wife. But being so enamored with the Kennedys, has just got to stop. I mean, who cares, basically? Especially, it's NPR and public radio. We've got more important things to attend to.
Hello, this is Kenneth Murray from East Kodak, and I'd like to comment on Herb London's commentary of Wednesday, March 5th. Mr. London criticizes the Obama administration for not responding to Putin's incursion, and he gives a long list of things that he would like done. Among them is the mobilization of NATO. Now, mobilization has always been considered to be an act of war. Historically, when you mobilize, other nations mobilize. And another thing that he suggested was having the U.S. 7th Fleet go into the Black Sea. Now, that would be, I guess, equivalent to have the Russian Navy sitting in the Caribbean. So all I can say is thank God our president doesn't have advisors like Herb London.